Hello there, Robbie Shepherd bidding you welcome once again to take the floor with us here on BBC Radio Scotland. As usual, the first part of the programme brings our dance music session, and this weekend I welcome an old friend back into the studio after an absence of a few years, though still as busy as ever all over with his band. Yes, and no doubt some of you recognise the distinctive sound there. It's Fergie MacDonald and the band, with what promises to be a grand ceilidh with a distinct West Coast flavour. So let's get going with a dashing white sergeant. With the burn season upon us, what better than starting with a toast that man to man the world o'er shall brothers be for a' that. Fergie, it's over to you. Life, great lift there. Yes, off to a flying start with a dashing white sergeant, and a look ahead to the anniversary of the birth of our national bard with A Man's a Man for a' that. That was followed by Corey Hoyley, a traditional reel, and you'll find Corey Hoyley at Spean Bridge. The last tune was A Drunken Piper, composed by Alec MacLeod around 1805, and of course it's the original tune for the reel of the 51st Division. Our dance music session is being played by Fergie MacDonald and his ceilidh band, and in the second hour of the programme, my main guests are two members of the Irish supergroup Celtic Woman. That's Myrid Carlin and Susan McFadden. So on with the second dance, which sees us round the room in couples for an Eva three-step. The 6-8 marches are The Heights of Casino by Pipe Major Dan McRae of the Cameron Highlanders during the Second World War, and followed by a tune by Fergie called Dr. Andrew Flappin. Back to you, Fergie. Thank you. That was the EVA three-step, a dance devised by Sidney Painter of Manchester in 1904, and the 6-8 marches by the Heights of Casino and Dr. Andrew Flappin, composed by our leader Fergie MacDonald. Dr. Flappin was a cardiac consultant at Edinburgh Royal Infirmary who performed open-heart surgery on Fergie some 4 years ago. So it's two more tunes now from our leader, with a third dance in the programme, a Highland Barn Dance. First is Donnie McGilvray. Donnie, the director of Shield Buses Coach Company at Aharaho, and composed for his wedding many years ago. The second 2-4 is Red Sox. Those like me who have seen Fergie on stage will know he always wears most prominent red socks, and he tells me Maura MacDonald of BBC Alba was the first to highlight them. Couldn't dance to that. Aye, a typical Fergie Highland Barn dance, and you'll notice another accordion coming in there in place of the banjo. Fergie will explain, as I remind you first, of his tunes, Donnie McGilvray and Red Sox. So then it's over to the man himself, who first passed his BBC edition for Scottish dance music in 1965 and broadcast regularly, but the last time he was with us was from Lochinver in 2008. So, welcome back, Fergie. First of all, the line-up this time round, and then tell us about the programme you've prepared for us.
The band is a real sort of Fergie sound band. It's Fergie, of course, on two-row button key box, Addie Harper on accordion, guitar and banjo, Alan Henderson on fiddle, and Hugh McCullum on drums, and Sandy Meldrum on keyboard. Well, the programme that we've made up this evening is pretty well the Fergie tunes that I've played for the last 50 years, probably, with an odd new one in here and there. There's a lot of my own compositions, and that's the programme for this evening. We, as you know, Ceilidh dancing is our big scene in village halls, etc. And I've been doing that now for 60 years. Where did the years go? I don't know. Well, it's a very, very West Highland Gaelic waltz. And for the benefit of of English and Gaelic speakers. I'll do the English first. The night before I sailed, leaving Lewis, Nina, my love, and give me your hand to Uist. Now, translate that is, and now ye can man to help me, Faka Lewis, Nina Kagrai, and Chown and Alice her got to love.
Straight from Fergie Mould, a grand set of Hebridean Gaelic waltzes, and there you heard Addy Harper swapping to acoustic guitar. So into sets now for Hooligan's Jig. The first tune is Jody McIntosh of Granton, a great stalwart of the Scottish dance scene, and I recall having grand chats with him in the earlier days of the Perth Festival. Jody is also a respected repairer of accordions. After that, it's three traditional jigs, The Fair-Haired Lad, Out in the Ocean, and The Blackthorn Stick. To finish, we go back to Fergie for Ness Bothan. A bothan is a thatched drinking house, illegal in the eyes of the law, and appears in early days our leader enjoyed the hospitality now and again after a dance in the Ness Village Hall. Fergie, let's take the floor again. We'll be right back. A lively dance for your stepping it out there. The Hebridean wedding reel to the tunes of the wedding reel itself. Braddock Barra, Mrs. McLeod Rassie and Big Angus Meldrum. So time to get up in couples again round the room for a Boston two-step. And there's no let-up here. The first tune is the Loch Maree Islands, followed by Goodbye Mary and Wee Todd. Loch Maree Islands was to launch Fergie in his most successful musical career. And no, it wasn't our leader on accordion, but he was one of the first to record the song by Kenneth McKenzie from Pullew near Loch Maree. Show me Ari and Yennellen, below me Loch Maree, leave me to my solitude and let me wander free. Aye, a landscape known so well to our leader, as apart from his music, he was an international clay pigeon shooter and his skills honing, he admits, on poacher turned gamekeeper. Did I say that? The marches to follow that are Goodbye Mary and Wee Todd. Was the Boston two-step with Loch Maree Islands, Goodbye Mary and Wee Todd. You're tuned to BBC Radio Scotland, broadcasting on FM, medium wave, online and on digital radio, and listening to our long-standing programme of Take the Floor with Robbie Shepherd. Playing for our Scottish dance music session this weekend, we welcome back Fergie MacDonald with the very best of West Coast Ceilidh music. And we're all set now for a Canadian barn dance. A couple of 2-4 marches here. First is Pipe Major Jim Christie of Wick. This is one of the earliest compositions of the late Addy Harper of Wick band fame. Jim was the founder and pipe major of the Wick Girls Pipe Band. He was also a great friend of Addy's, whom he relied upon for musical information. The second 2-4 march is Sprig of Ivy by Lieutenant Bruce Seaton. There you heard Addie Hartburn back on second accordion, first for his father's tune, Pipe Major Jim Christie of Wick, and then the Sprig of Ivy. That for a Canadian barn dance. Now we're in sets, but no time for the complete quadrilles. Here's just a section, the third set, when four jaunty polkas. Matt's Polka, Siege of Ennis, that's an Irish set dance in its own right, Winster Gallop, and finishing with Katy Daly. Yes, come down the mountain, Katy Daly, come down the mountain, Katy Doo, come down the mountain, Katy Daly, we want to drink your Irish Mountain Dew. That's the one. Grand set, well played. Just a part of the quadrilles there, and the tunes were Matt's Polka, Siege of Ennis, Winster Gallop, and finishing with Katy Daly. So, back in couples round the room now for a Gay Gordons. The first two marches are compositions of Fergie, starting with Elizabeth Morrison of Achmore, Achmore near Plockton, and Fergie enthuses that she made the best bouffe he ever tasted at a dinner dance. You may recognise the tune too as the one that Fergie used for his song, The Shinty Referee, which was received to great acclaim in the Highlands. The second tune from him is The Dark Waters of Loch Shiel, with memories of fishing for salmon and trout with his father John, who was a World War I sniper in the Lovett Scouts sniper unit. Complete the set is a tune familiar to me, but nae the words, as it's a party song of the West called Marion Small, the Carpenter's Daughter.
Thank you.
was the Gay Gardens with these two tunes of Fergie, Elizabeth Morrison of Arkmore and the Dark Waters of Loch Shiel. And then Marion Small, the Carpenter's Daughter. As I said, this appears to be a West Coast party piece, as I found on YouTube, but I wonder if anyone knows of a commercial recording. Please let me know. Now for another Gaelic waltz is a sort of tribute to the late Wick Scottish Dance Band. All tunes we associate with them in their heyday, with Addie Harper's son switching again to electric guitar with memories of his dad on Hawaiian guitar using a wine glass as a slide. Happy memories for me too, sharing the stage with them now and again and guesting on an LP with the band. The tunes are I See Mull, Sheena Van and Feel Euro. Just a perfect pace for that Gaelic waltz with I See Mull, Sheena Van and Feel Euro. As I said, it was just a wee tribute with thoughts on the Wick Scottish Dance Band. But let's hear more from our leader, Fergie MacDonald, as we come to Bandleader's Choice. What was in your mind for that one, Fergie?
The amazing thing is that I haven't really chosen it, but I have a thought of the band that I worshipped from a young lad, the Wick Scottish Dance Band. They had everything. They have beat, you could lift to them, you could dance to them, you could do everything. Now, it so happens that the leader was Addie Harper, and he composed some amazing tunes. So, luckily, this evening, we've got his son here in the band, young Addie Harper. So I thought it would be a very, very nice idea with how highly I thought of the Wick Scottish if young Addie did two of his dad's tunes. Now, we've got Fergie bows out of this one. So we've got Sandy Meldrum, Alan Henderson and Hugh McCallum joining Addie doing two of his dad's tunes.
And leader's choice there, and a nice gesture from Fergie in handing over to Addie Harper on lead accordion to play a couple of favourite tunes of his dad of the Wick Scottish Dance Band fame. The first was the Barrowburn Reel, which was one of his most popular compositions and still is. The tune came to him while on holiday in Northumberland, just south of the Cheviot Hills, near the little district of Barrowburn. The second tune was John Keith Laing, which he wrote for the son of his record producer, Bryce Laing of Craig Hall Studios in Edinburgh. Our band in session this weekend is that of Fergie MacDonald and his Highland Cayley Band, with Fergie himself on a two-row button key accordion, Addie Harper swapping between accordion, guitar and banjo, Alan Henderson on fiddle, Hugh McCallum on drums and Sandy Meldrum on keyboard. And it's on with the second last dance, which is to be a Highlands at Ish. The first tune by Fergie is Donald Black's mouth organ for that great moody player, the king of the mouth organ, as he calls him, then McEwan's Barn, and finishing with another of our leader, Rushven House, dedicated to Angus MacDonald, the owner of Rushven House, near Loch Eilert. It was Angus who sponsored Fergie's son John at the World Championships and the Commonwealth Games at clay pigeon shooting. second last dance, the Highlands at East with Donald Blacksmouth Organ, McEwan's Barn and Rushman House. Before our last dance, let me thank Fergie and the band for a most refreshing session. Earlier on, Fergie promised us the real Fergie sound, and he didn't disappoint. The whole flavour of a West Coast Keely was there for all to hear, and thanks to all the members of the band. The last dance, then, is Stripped to Below. Three jigs from Fergie, Whiskey Galore Jig, the Run Rig Jig, and the Buzzing Bee. And we finished with the traditional Irish jig, the Kess Jig.
We'll be right back.
That was the last dance from that fine session from Fergie MacDonald and his Cayley Band, stripped of a low with Whiskey Galore Jig, the Jig Run Rig, the Buzzing Bee and the Kess Jig. That first one by Fergie MacDonald was Whiskey Galore, and he was telling me that he is the box player in a new remake of the great film due to be coming to the cinemas this year sometime. So, moving on to the second hour with our main...